This is episode 1104. Welcome to the Daily Meditation Podcast. And I honor you for giving yourself permission to slow down and connect to the best part of who you are. I'm Mary Meckley, and I share a different meditation technique every day here on the podcast, and the techniques are customized around a theme we explore in depth for a full week. And these are techniques you could do as you meditate on your meditation cushion, or maybe you do the techniques as you go about your day. You can also do these techniques as you lie down and get ready to go to sleep at night. Whatever works best for you. These are techniques that can become a part of your life. Meditation is a lifestyle. So in today's episode, you're going to be guided with the option to use a mudra. A mudra is a way you position your hands in a similar way as you might stretch your body into a yoga pose or do acupressure. And mudras activate your nervous system because your fingers, in particular your fingertips, have a lot of nerve endings there. And this activates your nervous system that sends a corresponding signal to your brain, and that stimulates a particular part of your brain to help you experience a particular emotion. In this case, it's peace. The entire series this week is all about peace. And we started off the series focusing on inner peace. And today, and throughout the rest of this series, you'll be focusing on peace all around you, peace in the world around you. And I want to mention that you never have to do any of the techniques. You can do the guided visualization part that I share with you, so you don't necessarily have to do today's mudra. You can still receive all the benefits simply by doing the guided visualization that I'll share with you. And on the topic of sharing peace in the world around you, it only takes half a second, research shows, for people to identify how you're feeling, even if you're not speaking or saying a single word. It's your nonverbal communication and the energy you send out. We're programmed for survival reasons to be able to interpret this within a half a second. And so if you are walking down a street and you're feeling at peace, imagine how you're impacting those all around you. You're sending out your peace, and your emotions are contagious. So this is a beautiful way to share peace in the world around you by first cultivating peace within yourself. Peace is an action you take. It's dynamic. You engage yourself to experience peace. It doesn't just happen to you. It's something that you cultivate. And so if you want your world to be more peaceful, then send out more peace. And so that's what the remainder of this series will be all about. So for today's meditation technique, in your meditation today, I encourage you to cultivate this peaceful feeling within you, and then visualize yourself sending out peace to others. You could visualize sending peace out to someone who could use a little peace in their life, or simply to visualize yourself going about your day, sending out peace, especially in difficult situations. And when you do this mudra that I'll share with you, this can help you to unite your inner and outer world. So the mudra is called the Dharma Chakra Mudra, and you may want to take a look over at my website, or rather take a look on my Facebook page, and I share a photo there of the weekly mudra. And so you can go over to sipandom.com, the Facebook page there. That's SipandOm. Sip, just like you're sipping tea, and om. You might say that as you meditate. So the mudra, I'll explain it to you. But as I mentioned, this particular week, you might want to take a look. It's not that it's a difficult mudra, but once you see how it's done, you'll immediately understand how to position your hands. So what you're going to do as you do the Dharma Chakra Mudra is you're going to hold both your hands up right at your chest, your heart chakra, and then you're going to make circles touching your thumb with your index finger. Your other fingers are just extended outward. And these circles represent wheels, the wheel of your inner life and the wheel of your outer life. And then you're going to take your right thumb and index finger and pinch it to your left middle finger. So you have both hands holding circles with your index finger touching your thumb, and then with your right index and thumb pinching your left middle finger. And this is what this mudra represents. It represents on your right hand the world around you. And your left hand represents your inner self. And this mudra brings harmony to your inner and outer world. It brings it into communion. You can do this mudra 3 times a day for up to 15 minutes at a time. Just release the mudra whenever you feel ready to do so. Even if you just hold it for a minute, that's still going to give you these benefits. So that is it. Now you're all set to send out peace all around you with this mudra, the Dharma Chakra Mudra, to help you as you do this to unite your inner and outer world. And if you'd like to be guided in a meditation, as always, I share a way for you to do that at a membership subscription site at my website at sipandom.com. And there you will find instant access to over 1,000 guided meditations, as well as a slowdown guide with each week's techniques organized there. So you could see the photo of the mudra, breathing technique, the affirmation, the herb, all of those techniques organized for you. And you also get a journal with a way for you to experience your meditation ritual on a deeper level. The journals are customized around the weekly series, so you get a brand new journal each week. And you get a private Facebook group, so you get a whole lot of goodness there. You can try this out for 2 weeks free to see how it works for you. So now do the Dharma Chakra Mudra. I challenge you to do that. And visualize yourself sending out peace to the world around you. And as always, you are so worth slowing down for.